way. Huberto walks in, makes a move, and he scores! Jonathan Huberto! And he scores! Alexander Barkov! What a move! He's giving the Panthers the lead once again!
Welcome to Territory Talk, the official podcast of the Florida Panthers. Here are your hosts, Jameson Olive and Doug Plakins.
Hey everybody, welcome into Territory Talk, the official podcast of the Florida Panthers, presented as always by Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers. Doug Plakins, Jameson Olive here with you. New episodes each and every Wednesday here on Territory Talk. We welcome you in for this week's installment, and we've got an exciting installment here for you right here on Territory Talk. We've got a special guest coming your way in just a little bit. We'll hear from Panthers defenseman Gustav Forsling, who did tell us he likes to go by Gus, so we're going to call him Gus, folks, but you can call him Gustav too. He's going to join us here in just a little bit. Great conversation, so you'll want to stick around, but the Panthers in the midst of a road trip right now, and at the time of this recording, getting ready for a Thursday night game against the Chicago Blackhawks tomorrow night. At the time of this recording, the Panthers will wrap up this little two-game set in Chicago, looking to bounce back from a loss on Tuesday night. Then it's going to be off to Dallas for a pair of games, Saturday at 8 Eastern, Sunday at 6 Eastern, and then the Panthers are back on home ice on Tuesday at 7 o'clock against the Detroit Red Wings. So that's what the upcoming schedule looks like. You can get all your Panthers tickets at FloridaPanthers.com, at Ticketmaster.com. You can get the latest Panthers gear at flateamshop.com so that you're outfitted perfectly the next time you come out to the BB&T Center, which could be as early as Tuesday night at 7 o'clock when the Panthers welcome in the Detroit Red Wings. But as I mentioned, Doug Plakins, Jameson Olive here with you as always here on Territory Talk. Jameson Olive, how in the heck are you today?
I'm doing good, but I think, of course, everyone in Pantherland is just a little bit nervous right now, obviously, with Alexander Barkov missing last game with a lower body injury. But we did talk to, you know, head coach Joe Quenneville after today's practice in Chicago, and he said he's making good progress. He's not going to play on Thursday, but, you know, after that, it's day-to-day. That's what it is. So I don't think when a guy's injured, the best thing you can ask for is day-to-day, which is great. So, you know, all things considered, you know, stinks them. Maybe you'll miss him here for a game or two, but at the same time, you know, you're also saying, you know, thank you, it's not worse. So, you know, this is going to be a tough challenge here for the Panthers to play without Barkov. You know, obviously one of the top players in the entire league. We've been talking about him, of course, in the Selke Trophy conversation, but also in the Hart Trophy conversation with all he does, you know, leading the team in scoring, you know, crazy possession numbers, over 60% Corsi 4, you know, completely driving that top line. So that's kind of the biggest news in Pantherland right now is, you know, Barkov's status. But from what we heard today after practice, everything is trending in the right direction and looking good. But Doug, you and I were talking before the show, if there's a time to maybe lose a guy, this might be it. Because, you know, none of these games are gimmies, but the Panthers aren't facing the Lightning. They're not facing the Hurricanes here in the next couple games. Like you said at the top of the show, you know, they got the series of the Blackhawks, you got the Stars, and you got the Red Wings here at home. And I don't think any of us expect it to even, you know, go that far. But, you know, this stretch here, the Panthers do have an opportunity to win some games without Barkov if they have to.
And you want to win every game, but there's still a good chunk of the schedule left. The Panthers have positioned themselves well enough that the focus is on the playoffs at this point in time. You want to make sure that everybody's ready to roll when you get into the very late stages of the regular season and when you turn the page into the postseason. It's not too early to start talking about that because the Panthers have put themselves into such a good spot. They've solidified themselves as one of the top three teams in the division. So getting back to the original point, yeah, right now, this is the time to make sure that that he gets the rest that he needs, that everything gets back into full working order as quickly as possible. And with the games coming, you know, every other day, you don't want to get back in there too soon, over, you know, complicate something and then have it turn into more than what it is. So you want to make sure that everybody gets the rest they need to. And Alexander Barkov, as Jameson alluded to, we know that he'll be out for Thursday night's game. Not sure beyond that, but
they said game by game.
It's a day to day thing, and as Jameson said too, with injuries, day to day is really the best thing to hear.
Yep. And the one thing, like, just kind of reading between the lines here, and kind of obviously he did skate for a bit during warmups the other night before coming off, and then, you know, of course he was out after that. But that's encouraging, I think, the fact he was even out there. And also, I'll say, this just has the kind of feel that you usually hear when coaches, you know, say, you know, like, if it was game seven, he'd play. But right. And he doesn't need to play right now. Let's let him heal up. Like you said, for, you know, the Panthers, they're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to have a crazy tough opponent, whoever they play in the first round. It's going to be huge. Every guy needs to be as healthy as possible. And that's kind of become the other challenge here for the Panthers. With how well they've been playing, you know, with this cushion they built up, they're kind of fighting fatigue right now a bit when you think about it. Every team in the league is doing the same thing, but, you know, Coach Q said five players took a maintenance day, including Barkov. These guys staying healthy, getting ready, just staying in the best position you can personally, you know, in terms of your health before you get to the playoffs, that's going to be tough. But, of course, the Panthers, they have a great medical staff, a great training staff. We always hear the guys, you know, compliment them whenever they come back from an injury. So they're in good hands, but that definitely is something to watch. And another thing that's very unique to this season with the jam-packed schedule is, you know, maybe having to take a little bit extra care of yourself than you normally would have to.
Yeah, in a season like this, I think the rest time is going to be valued maybe more than it ever has. And over the last few seasons, we've seen across the National Hockey League a little bit of a trend. As teams have gotten into the later portions of the season, you start to see maybe the practices get a little bit shorter at times. You see teams kind of forego the morning skate at times, really valuing that rest time, and sometimes the mental grind of just staying away from the rink a little bit longer can go a long way. I think in a season like this where you're playing every other day, this schedule this season is demanding, and that rest is certainly important when you can get it. So I think not just for Alexander Barkov, for everybody, I think making sure that you're ready to go when 7 o'clock, 7:30 comes around, whatever the game time is that particular night, I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and of course, like you say, we have a great interview with Gustav Forsling coming up here really soon. But before we get to that, Coach Q also said today, you know, I think it was Jessica Blaylock from Fox Sports Florida that asked him, you know, obviously with all that Barkov does at both ends of the ice, kind of how do you replace that? And Coach Q kind of said what I think we all think is you can't replace it. You can't. It's like losing Sidney Crosby. It's like losing Connor McDavid. You can't replace that. But what you can do is just expect every other guy on the team to play their best to fill that void. And Nola Chari, you know, had a great game the other night, even in that losing effort against Chicago. You know, primary assists on both of Florida's goals. I think he was like 17 for 22 or 21 in the faceoff dot. You know, he took that, you know, that cheap shot from Zadorov and came right back. He was an absolute warrior out there, did everything he could. So if everyone kind of brings that effort, you know, while Barkov's out here, whether it's a game or two games or whatever it is, the Panthers will be in a good spot. And that's all that Joel Quenneville's asking of these players is, you know, come out there, play your best, we'll figure the rest out. But I imagine we'll see some shakeups among the lines. You know, obviously, even in the last game, it felt like there was different lines every period. This is a chance for a couple other guys to step up. And we saw Britt Connolly and Vinny Hinostroza get back in the lineup the other night. Yeah, I think they both had pretty good games. So maybe this is a chance for them to kind of, you know, work their way back in a bit. So this is a great opportunity with everyone else. So, you know, out of this, I think that's what we really need to look at is that, you know, with Barkov out of the lineup, all it does is, you know, convinces all the other guys that there's an opportunity there for everyone else to step up.
And if you look at that game the other night, too, it brings up an interesting concept because, as you mentioned, Hinostroza and Connolly specifically, they had been out of the lineup leading up to that game. But you could tell early on when, you know, the Panthers were trying to find their game early on, those two guys specifically, they had some jump early, and you could tell that they were pretty fresh coming in. And I think, you know, as we get into the later stages of the season, you might get into situations where you look at a guy who's maybe been out of the lineup a little bit as somebody you could plug in and maybe give you a jolt of energy, just because across the whole league, you're really going to see fatigue being battled by a lot of different teams, and that's to be expected in any National Hockey League season, but in this 56-game sprint, maybe more so than ever.
Yeah, and we expect guys like Carter Verhaeghe to, you know, really step up with Barkov out, you know, Alex Wennberg to really step up. He had a goal the other night. Juho Lamico, he might get some more minutes out of this, and that's another thing Coach Q said, is basically everyone's going to get increased minutes and increased quality minutes, you know, because let's not forget, Barkov was also the guy out there shutting down the opposing team's top players each and every night. Now it's going to kind of fall on the shoulders of a couple people. It's going to be a group effort, and like we said, you know, I really do expect the Panthers to weather this storm, even if it's you know, a small little rainstorm, a summer shower. I really do expect the Panthers to step up in this time.
Yeah, as you said, Barkov, you can't replace Alexander Barkov. He's the Panthers' answer to any matchup out there. You put him out against anybody. If there's something on the other team that you want to prevent, if there's somebody in the other team you want to cancel out, you put Alexander Barkov out there. It's like when you're playing Uno and you have that draw four card in your hand and the colors that are out there aren't what you have. You don't know what to do. Things are going south on you. You put out that draw four card and all of a sudden, you know what? You're in the lead. You're winning this thing because you just turned the tables entirely. That's the best analogy I could come up with, but I think it's a pretty good one.
I kind of hope, because obviously I think the biggest card-related, you know, for what you're going for, the biggest card-related saying is the Trump card. But I kind of want to replace that with the draw four card.
See, with conventional card decks, I've just never been a big card player. So I really, those just don't come to mind. But Uno, Now that's a different ballgame.
I'm gonna start using that. You know, that guy's got a real draw four card right there in his deck. But Doug, we were talking about, you know, obviously, so once again, Barkov progressing nicely, day-to-day, doesn't seem too serious, great news for the Panthers, and of course, stay tuned to FloridaPanthers.com and at FLA Panthers on Twitter for updates on that as we go along. A big game coming up in Chicago on Thursday, and like we said, we expect all the guys to step up in his absence. But Doug, we talked about guys getting, you know, in the lineup, and one guy that's gotten in the lineup and feels like now he's never come out of the lineup is Gustav Forsling.
Yeah, he's been outstanding, and again, both ends of the ice, offense, defense, he's gotten some power play time. He's done a little bit of everything for the Panthers. And from the time he showed up, which was, we're not exaggerating, hours before training camp, he showed up as a member of the Panthers. They picked him up from the Carolina Hurricanes, got him off waivers from Carolina, came in, and you could tell immediately, we didn't know much about him. We had barely seen him on the ice, but Joel Quenneville was talking about what a good add this was to the Panthers' blue line depth. And you could tell that Joel Quenneville had a certain excitement about Gustav Forsling joining the club. And he's come in, and he's been a contributor, and he looks like he's a staple now on the back end for the Panthers. And we had a chance to catch up with him. By the way, Territory Talk is always presented by our friends at Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers. Gustav Forsling, our featured guest on this week's installment of Territory Talk. Let's dive right into that conversation right now. All right, well, Gus, first thing, thanks for stopping by here today. Thanks for taking some time out for us. And we're catching you here while you're in Chicago. I know you had a chance to really get a lot of your early NHL experience playing as a member of the Blackhawks. How's it feel to be back in town there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it almost feels a little bit like home, actually, coming back here. So, yeah, it's great to be back here.
And Gus, on that, I mean, taking us back all the way to your debut, you know, 20 years old, coming over directly from Sweden to the NHL. What was that like? Do you remember your NHL debut there in Chicago?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the plan wasn't really for me to be in North America that year. I just came over from training camp. And yeah, I just played really good at training camp and got a spot. And yeah, that was amazing.
And Gus, obviously, you had some knowledge before of Joel Quenneville and what he expects out of players. You knew what it was like to play for him. How much has that helped you now, you know, playing for Coach Q here?
Yeah, for sure. It helped a lot. You know, I came in, I don't know, a week before the start this year. So I knew how he wants. How he wants to be to play, so that obviously helped a lot. So that was great.
And Gus, what can you say about how this season's gone so far? It seems like you really carved out a regular spot for yourself with Radko Gudas on the blue line. You have a couple goals already. I know fans are getting really excited about how you're playing. Just how good does it feel to be playing the way you are right now?
Yeah, for sure. I try to bring it every night, and so far it's been going pretty good, but you know, I just gotta keep playing good and keep proving that I deserve a spot in the lineup.
And watching your game, you're just one of those guys that really has no fear, jumping up in the play, you know, chipping in on offense. How much of that is the coaching staff giving you the green light, and how much is maybe having Radko Gudas there behind you to, you know, take care of the defensive end when you know, like I said, jump up in the rush?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a combination. You know that you have your D partner always backing you up, and that's really how they want us to play it too. They want the D to join the rush and create some threat. So it's great.
And Gus, this is something that I've asked a couple of the guys here this season. And you guys have obviously had a really nice season so far. You're getting the results here that you look for, you know, on most nights. You're put yourself into a good spot in the standings here. But there's a lot of guys on the team, yourself included, that are, you know, still getting used to playing with each other. I mean, we're only about 30-some games into the season here. But it seems like the chemistry has really developed quickly for this team. Is there some reason that you would point to as to why this team has really been able to gel together pretty quickly here?
I don't know, really. I just think we just have a really good group of guys here, and we enjoy each other's company, and then that makes it a lot easier on the ice for sure. So I think that helps a lot.
And you talk about, you know, coming together as a team. We've talked to a couple guys. Obviously, you guys really can't do anything on the road. You're in the hotel. You're in the hotel kind of lounge area a lot. How much does that help kind of bring you together, spending all that time together? And kind of personally, what have you been doing to kill time on the road?
Yeah, for sure. I think, like you said, we're stuck at the hotel. So we're eating dinner together every night. So, you know, that gets it's just a little tighter for sure. And yeah, I just watching some TV shows, and I usually bring my PlayStation 2 a little bit to play. So yeah.
What are you watching on TV right now?
Right now I've been watching, I've rewatched Entourage a little bit.
Oh, that's great.
That makes me, yeah, I like that show. So I watched it kind of three times probably. So yeah, it just makes me feel good.
Who's your favorite Entourage character? That's probably one of my 3-4 favorite shows of all time.
Yeah, it's tough. You for sure you like Vince, but I think Johnny Drama is pretty funny too. So
yeah, he'd be my favorite too.
Yeah.
And then I was obviously, you know, taken aback. You said you joined the team, you know, a week or two before camp even started, or should I say the season started, coming off waivers. When you got here, you talked about, you know, making that drive down from Carolina to here. What was that drive like? How many times did you stop? And, of course, I'm sure you had a lot of time to think about just the transition in a new team. Just what was that experience like?
Yeah, I think we stopped. Me and my girlfriend drove down, so we could we switched up a little bit, so that was nice. But I think we stopped three times at least, yeah. And it was good. I was really, really happy about it. I felt like I got a great opportunity, and just up for me to take it. And so really, really motivated all the way down there.
And were you a little surprised when you crossed the border into Florida? Because you're from Sweden, you know, a beautiful country. I'm sure everything looks very picturesque. But once you get to Florida, everything kind of looks the same from the moment you go to Jacksonville down to Fort Lauderdale. It's all flat. It all kind of looks the same. Was that a little surprising?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I've never been there, really. I've played in Florida a couple of times, but I haven't really seen it. So, yeah, it was a real little surprising.
And on that, like you said, you can't do too much right now with everything going on, but when you are in Florida, just how much do you like living here now, getting to spend some time? You know, obviously it's winter right now, but the sun's shining.
Yeah, for sure. I love the weather right now. It's not crazy hot, so just really nice to get out and get some sun and air, and yeah, it's great.
And Gus, I want to go back in time here a little bit, just to give our listeners here a chance to learn a little bit more about you. Going back to when you started playing hockey, what was it that got you into the sport? How old were you, and when did things really take off for you as far as loving the game?
Yeah, I think I started when I was seven years old. It was my older brother who started playing. He was probably 8 or something when he started, so we were a little late, but yeah, he got me into it, and we loved it ever since. My parents have never played hockey or anything. They're not really, they don't have any sports background really, so, but they've always been really supporting, and yeah, I think when it really got, when I was probably 14, 15, it got really serious, and you had to choose between soccer and hockey, and I choose hockey because I loved it a little bit more. So that was probably the age when I started to be really serious about it.
Did you have a favorite player growing up, somebody whose game that you really focused in on watching?
Yeah, for sure. You had Nick Lidstrom, for sure, and guy from my hometown, Magnus Johansson. He played for the Hawks a little bit, and maybe for Florida too. I don't know if you guys remember him.
We'll have to go and look it up. Yeah,
yeah, a righty, a D-man. So yeah, those two, I think.
And you talk about that, obviously, a lot of guys, you know, start that journey but never make it to the NHL. For yourself, was there kind of a moment in your development when you kind of realized, you know, hey, like, I'm pretty good at this. Maybe I can make this into a career.
I don't know. I wasn't that good when I was younger. I probably when I was like 17, maybe I felt like I was doing all right, probably.
And you talk about being back home, Linköping, your hometown. We don't know much about it. I looked online. I couldn't find too much. I know the heavy metal band Ghost is from there. I saw that when I was doing my Google searching. But what is home for you? Just what is it like being back home and kind of just how special is that place to you?
Yeah, for sure. It's I've lived there my whole life and grown up there and playing hockey for the same team my whole life pretty much. So. Yeah, it's really special, and all my family's living there. So, yeah, it's nothing, not a big town. I think it's like 120,000 people living there. So it's not too big and not too small either. So it's really great.
Perfect size. Yeah, you talk about your folks. Obviously, I'm sure it's tough with the time difference, but are they able to check out your games quite a bit throughout the year?
Yeah, for sure. Now, actually, my mom and, yeah, my younger brother and older brother and my dad are actually almost every game they're up watching, actually. So it's kind of crazy. I don't know how they do it and still work during the day. So,
That's probably what, 4 or 5 a.m. Sweden time?
Yeah, something like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's the middle of the night. So so that's dedication. Yeah, I think a 7 o'clock game here in Florida would be starting at like 1 or 2 in the morning back there. So that's awesome to hear that they're tuned in like that. And I guess the last thing for me here before we wrap things up, you know, you guys have had a really nice season as a team. You've had a really nice season individually so far. As the season gets into the final stretch here, I mean, the games are coming just about every other day. What's the biggest focus for you and for the team here as you head down the stretch and make a push for the playoffs?
Just keeping the excitement going like we had in the start here. Keep pushing every night and just doing our best. And same for me, just keep proving that I deserve a spot in the lineup for sure.
Gus, thanks very much for your time, and we can't wait to have you back sometime in the future. This was awesome. Thanks again for joining us here today.
For sure. Thank you, guys.
Big thanks to Gus Forsling for stopping by. Panthers defenseman. Territory Talk is always presented by Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers. And great conversation, a great get-to-know-you chat with Forsling there. And I knew when I asked him if he had a favorite hockey player growing up, I just had a feeling that Nick Lidstrom was gonna come up. And him being a defenseman, Nick Lidstrom being a defenseman, both being from Sweden, Lidstrom being one of the best of all time, I just had a feeling that was going to come up. It's funny because that's the reason Aaron Ekblad wears number 5, is because he grew up right across the river from Detroit rooting for Nick Lidstrom, and that's why he wears number 5. So you sense a theme that these guys that grew up in that age where they were watching Nick Lidstrom win Stanley Cups with the Red Wings, they tended to, and if they were young defensemen, they tended to gravitate toward the old Red Wings number 5. Still one of the newest Panthers, Gus Forsling, part of a host of Panthers that joined the team before this season started. So great to catch up with him. Big thanks to him for his time. And of course, the Panthers will be back on home ice coming up on Tuesday at 7 when the Detroit Red Wings come to town, the aforementioned Detroit Red Wings. And well, you can get in on the 50-50 now. FLAPanthers5050.com is where you can go. You can get on the Florida Panthers app as well and get involved there. And if you get your tickets now, you can get the tickets for that game on Tuesday. Get in on the 50-50 now, and you can double your number of tickets. Increase your chances of winning, folks. You can
That's good
do
financial
that.
Advice.
Yeah, go on there and check it out. And, of course, it benefits the Florida Panthers Foundation, so in the end, everybody wins.
Yeah, and one thing I'll say, just going back to Forsling as well, I really enjoyed that conversation, obviously, you know, like we said, already kind of a fan favorite, I think. Looking at Twitter, I think fans really enjoy watching him play. And that's the thing. He's a guy that even if he's not, you know, putting up points or scoring goals, he's really fun to watch. The way he, you know, cuts through the zone, the way he carries the puck in on zone entries. We talked about, you know, the kind of having a safety net of Radko Gudas back there. He joins the rush a lot. He's had a couple great looks. Not, you know, he's scored the season so far from the shots far out, but he's had a couple up close from when he cuts in from the blue line. So I think he adds a really great element. I just love that pairing. I love kind of the freewheeling Forsling and kind of the steady, rock hard, you know, Radko Gudas stay at home.
He's great in an area that Joel Quenneville talks about a lot, and that's play recognition. And he knows exactly when to hop into a play, and he can do it quickly, like in the blink of an eye. You'll be watching the game go on, and there's Gustav Forsling back behind the play, and then all of a sudden the Panthers break it out. You see the forwards ready to pass back to a trailer, and who's that trailer? It's Gus Forsling hopping in the rush. It's like, and there he is in the high slot. Wait, he was just all the way back behind his net. But he knows how to get up and down the ice and do it in the most efficient way possible. Just has great awareness at both ends of the ice, and he's been able to contribute offensively and defensively and at special teams this season.
And yeah, one thing we'll say going back to our, you know, midseason predictions episode is we obviously talked about Bill Zito, you know, for GM of the year. And when we talked about that, we of course talked about the Hornquist trade. We talked about, you know, Duclair, Verhaeghe signings, all the depth signings, you know, bring Wenberg in as the 2C. The list goes on, but it's also stuff like that. It's taking a flyer on Gustav Forsling on waivers and turning basically
hours before training camp,
turning nothing into something. Because like I tweeted it, you know, after that goal the other night, the Panthers give up absolutely nothing for Gustav Forsling, and here he is now, you know, playing in their 3-4 with Radko Gudas and looking great doing it. So that's scouting, that's gut, that's intuition, that's a lot of things. Of course, it's good coaching as well with Coach Q. But you know, one of a million great moves by Bill Zito this year, picking up Gustav Forsling.
Teams go out shopping at the trade deadline every offseason or every season, and they go out shopping every offseason to find a top four defenseman. And guess what? They walk up and down the aisles, and they aren't always there. But the Panthers got one right before training camp. And we can't hit home enough just how big of an acquisition that is.
And it, sometimes it is change of scenery. Sometimes it's the right situation. Sometimes it's the right D partner, the right coach, something. There's not, you know, a one-size-fits-all for defensemen around the league. And I think just understanding and looking at, you know, his talents and, you know, of course, Q having a relationship with him and just thinking that maybe that piece fits here. And it did, and it's been great so far. And like I said, whenever he's on the ice, I get a little perked up because it really is fun to watch him wheel and deal out there.
Yeah, just mentioned the walking up and down the aisles. I envision like a hockey player store where you go and you go shopping.
It kind of is that, I think.
The off-season shopping spree and sometimes the trade deadline shopping spree, it sort of feels that way
Couple flashy lights, sale on this guy, you know.
But regardless, the Panthers back on the ice. If you're listening to this the day we're recording, it is Wednesday, so that means that tomorrow, Thursday, the Panthers will visit the Chicago Blackhawks. 8 o'clock Eastern will be the start time for that one. Then Saturday at 8 Eastern, Panthers in Dallas to take on the Stars. And then Sunday at 6 Eastern, the Panthers wrap up this five-game trip against Dallas. Then it's back home, as we've mentioned, 7 o'clock Tuesday against Detroit at the BB&T Center, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com for your tickets.
And Doug, we didn't get a chance to do this because we did the prediction episode, the midseason predictions and awards last week, but people have been enjoying the predictions we do at the end of episodes, and so far you're kind of the only one with one. You had the last road trip, you predicted that Marchman and Lomberg would score their first goals. They both did. I'm 0-2 on predictions right now. I forget what your one was for the homestand, though. Do you remember?
I think I went 50%. I'm trying to... Did I predict that Forsling would score a goal way back when he scored his first goal?
You might have. I might throw you 2-for-2 here right now.
It's safe to say.
You got a hot hand.
Everything I'm touching turns to gold right now.
So on that, let's just go for this right now. Three games left on this road trip, one in Chicago, three against Dallas. Let's get a prediction out
for the rest of the trip, for these three games.
Yes, and basically people can take this to the bank with how you've been doing lately.
Take it to the bank.
You always need a little bit more time to think, so I'm just going to pull one out of my hat here.
You do your thinking. It's like telling the server at the restaurant, come back around to me, I'll go last.
Do a lap. I'm going to go. I really do think, even with Barkov out of the lineup, that Carter Verhaeghe over these next three games is going to score two goals, which I think is a safe... He's got 12 even strength goals in the season. I think that's a safe, you know, bet there. Two goals for Carter Verhaeghe over these next three games, because he's been hot lately, too.
Remember the Seinfeld, Paul O'Neill? You promised two home runs?
Classic.
What I'm going to go with here is that we will see Aaron Ekblad score two power play goals over the next three contests.
That's big.
Yes. Calling it right now. He was close. So
he's been close.
He had that. And yeah, he had the big chance in the third period on Tuesday. Came up through the right circle, went upstairs. Kevin Lankinen gloved it down.
Which, if you remember, the last game they played at home, he had the glove save on Ekblad. So right now, Kevin Lankinen just not giving Ekblad anything out there.
Yeah, but Ekblad's getting the shots. He's getting the opportunities. He's getting himself into the right position to be able to cash in. I think that we're going to see some Aaron Ekblad goals come in bunches here because he's due right now.
He is. And, of course, they've been coming all season long. Yeah. You know, he's right up there among the top scoring defensemen in the league. So I think that's also a good prediction. So two goals for Carter Verhaeghe over these next three games and two power play goals.
Two of the power play.
Taking it further than I did.
Ambitious.
For Aaron Ekblad.
Because you could go into a game and, you know, what if there just aren't many power plays
true.
You know, coming up?
You're at the mercy of the officials there.
Yeah, I really laid it all on the line here, folks. But again, as we pointed to, it's you know what's going to happen. It's going to be just like in Seinfeld. He's going to score one on the power play, and then he's going to get another one like 3 seconds after the power play expired, and it won't technically be a power play goal, and therefore the prediction won't count, but I'll still feel pretty good about myself.
Yeah. I think, honestly, at this point, if he gets two goals over the next three, I'll still give you some credit, even if it's not exact.
Well,
partial credit.
We'll keep an eye out for it. It's Territory Talk, the official podcast of the Panthers, presented as always by Baptist Health, the official sports medicine provider of the Florida Panthers. Another great episode in the books. Big thanks to Gus Forsling, Panthers defenseman, for stopping by and taking some time out for us here this week on Territory Talk. Looking forward to having him back on a future episode in the future, of course, and well, in the not-so-distant future, you can gear up for some Panthers games coming up to close out this road trip again. Thursday, 8 Eastern in Chicago. Saturday, 8 Eastern in Dallas. Sunday, 6 Eastern in Dallas. Panthers back home Tuesday at 7 against the Detroit Red Wings. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in, for making Territory Talk a part of your listening week. For my friend and yours, Jameson Olive, I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks again for tuning in this week, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to Territory Talk, the official podcast of the Florida Panthers. For all your Panthers news and information, follow FLA Panthers on Twitter.